Today, we'd like to see the 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 13, under the title of our examples. To online words multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 2, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. What does it mean? What does it mean? Number two, in verse 3, all ate the same spiritual food. What is the spiritual food? What is the spiritual food? Last question, in verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. How should we respond to the way of escape given by God? How should we respond to the way of the escape given by God? Paul introduced Israel history by citing many verses in the Old Testament in typology and comparing them to the New Testament in order to show lack of faith and the life of flesh in sin. Numbers chapter 11, verses 4 to 6, 9 and 31. Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving or intense lust. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who will give us meat to eat?" Israel people complained for meat against Moses. "We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt. The cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic." Verse 6, "But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except the manna before our eyes." So in that time, God allowed manna from heaven. Verse 9, "And when the dew fell on the camp in the night, the manna fell on it." God allowed manna together with you to prevent the dryness of manna. Manna is like bread. Verse 31, "Now a wind went out from the Lord, and it brought quail from the sea." So here, quail from the sea, coming from the sea by God. So here, quail might be like a fish because coming from the sea, and somebody said like a locust, but we don't know. But the quail is meat. "Left them fluttering near the camp, about a day's journey on this side and about a day's journey on the other side, all around the camp, and about 2 cubits. 2 cubits is 1 meter or 3 feet. 1 meter or 3 feet above the surface of the ground. So here we saw the Israelites complained against God for meat. So that's why God gave quail after the manna given, that kind of example. Verse 1, "Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware," which meaning I do want to know that all our fathers here, Israelites' fathers, were under the cloud. Cloud is given by God. All passed through the sea. Here is a typology. Typology meaning Old Testament certain happening is a type of New Testament certain thing. In other words, Old Testament certain happening is a symbol over New Testament certain thing. Here, guided by the cloud, which means given by God in the wilderness. So in daytime, God give the cloud. The cloud which have guided the Israelites into the wilderness to block out sunny heat, also continually giving that kind of the cloud is a type of God's guidance. Through the sea is a Red Sea, because Israel peoples are coming through Red Sea. So that is sea means washed out the dirt. So that is washed out the Egyptian life or flesh life in sin in the New Testament. So baptized in the sea, which meaning like in the New Testament, when you got baptized by immersion of water, so you merged into the water, which meaning all the life, to be dead. All the life, which meaning myself is mastering my life. That is all the life. Or my flesh is mastering my life. That kind of is all the life. So the Israelites merged into the Red Sea is a symbol. Their the older life, their slavery life under Egyptian, because Egypt is a type of flesh, so that is to be dead. Now new life into the wilderness, that means new life guided by God, by the cloud. So likewise in the New Testament baptism, we are came out of the water, which meaning now the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord mastering my life, so new life. That kind of type, so here is explained, is baptized through the Red Sea is a type of the Christian's water baptism in the New Testament. Number two, all were baptized into the Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Here, washed out dirt, reckoned the old life to be dead, come out of the water, which meaning new life began. The old life mastered by the flesh is dead, but the new life mastered by the spirit, or the spirit of Christ. Verse 3, all ate the same spiritual food. Here, spiritual meaning the Holy Spirit. So the food given by God. There's a food given by God in the wilderness, so manna and quail. That is a type in the New Testament, the God's word study, simply the Bible study. The Bible study is a fed in our spirit. That is a spiritual food. So here, disciple explaining all the Testament is happening, is a shadow for New Testament happening, like that. So, but life in the wilderness before crossing over the Jordan River in the promised land is a struggling life between toward the flesh and toward the spirit. So all Christians' life on the earth like a spiritual warfare, struggling life between toward the flesh, all the life, and toward the new life, spiritual led life or flesh led life, like a struggling. So Israelites' forefather also wandered in wilderness life before crossing over the Jordan River. Jordan River is a type of physical death. So like on our Christian life on the earth, until we move into the house of the Lord forever. Romans chapter 7, verse 24, 25, disciple described spiritual struggling life. O wretched man, or bankrupt man I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So through Jesus Christ our Lord is mastering my life. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, all the life, the law of sin. So flesh is in sin, the self-mastering life to be dead. And continually, our Christian life is struggling, is sanctified just to be like Jesus. Verse 4, and all drank the same spiritual drink, here given by God in the Old Testament. So Moses struck the rock, and the water comes out of the rock. Exodus chapter 17, verse 37. And the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, why is it you have brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst? So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, what shall I do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said to Moses, go on before the people and take with you some of the elders of Israel. Also take in your hand your rod with which you struck the river, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock in Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. So he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the contention of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? So basically, so Moses followed the God's commandment. So he struck the rock in the Horeb, so the waters came out of the rock. So here, disciples said, the rock was Christ. So here, rock is Christ, which meaning submitting rock allows the water coming out. Likewise, submitting Jesus Christ on the cross, all the human beings' sin are the forgiven, redeemed, based upon faith. So that kind of submitting rock is a type of submitting Jesus Christ on the cross. So that's why rock was Christ, which means rock was a type of Christ. Verse 5, but with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. This one basically talking about Numbers chapter 14, verse 29 to 30. The briefly, because of their lack of faith, with which most of them believed the 10 spies' bad reports. Then the other two spies, Joshua and Caleb, based upon their faith. So they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years until they died. So they were not allowed to cross over the Jordan River into the promised land, because they believed the bad, 10 spies report. They, 10 spies bad report simply, Canaanites are giants. We are like a very small locust, so impossible to conquer that. But Joshua and Caleb, said, no, based upon, the God's word, we conquer them. So they are in our praise, our food, right away. So that's why majority people, followed the 10 spies. So those people, 20 years or older people, old people, were dead in the wilderness. So that's talking about, that is Numbers chapter 14, verse 29, 30. Then verse 6, now these things became our examples. Here are our examples, which is our bad example, to the intent that we should not just after the evil thing, as they also lost. So we are letter readers, they are also lost, because they complained to Moses, why, do you deliver us and our Egypt? We are not able to eat meat. So in Egypt, we ate fishy and licorice, onions, garlic, you know, melons, and cucumbers, and like that, you know. So that kind of complaining is evil thing, you know, based upon their, you know, fleshy, lust thing. Verse 7, and do not become idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat, drink, and rose up to play, playing the dance. That is, now this happened when Moses was up to Mount Sinai, received the Ten Commandments from God for 40 days and 40 nights. But in Exodus chapter 32, verse 1-8 said, now when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, they took 40 days and 40 nights, too long, delayed. The people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, come and make us gods or idols that shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. So they have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molded calf, and worshipped it, and sacrificed to it, and said, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. So they played the dances. Like that, then Moses came down. Moses saw that. Moses threw away the Ten Commandments to table. That is a type of Israelite breach of Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments, do not worship, you know, other gods, you know, because God is a jealous God kind of thing. So here, the first experience of idolatry by God's people there in the wilderness, called as illegitimate experience. So not legitimate experience, which means allowed by God, illegitimate experience, which means the experience not allowed by God. Verse 8, nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell. This one is the story. Now this is when Balaam is the priest of God, had been hired by pagan king Balak to curse the people of Israel coming through the land. But God blocked the Balaam to curse, you know, Israel people. So Balaam was unable to curse them. So actually Balaam, the blessing, you know, to Israelite. Then Balaam, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. So the Balak, you know, bribed, you know, Balaam. So Balaam gave the wicked advice to Balak, the pagan king, to let them, meaning the people of Israel, commit sexual immorality. So that's why the Numbers chapter 25 verse 1. Now Israel remained in Achaia group, and the people began to commit harlotry or the sex with the women of Moab. So that's why God gave the plague. So the total here, and those who died in the plague were 24,000 people were killed. So one day 23,000, but total is 24,000 people were killed by plague given by God. Verse 9, nor let us tempt Christ. Tempt Christ meaning do not, you know, violate the word of God. You know, that is basically, you know, tempt, or you commit a sin, that's a tempt Christ. As some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpent. This is a serpent case after the Canaanites kidnapped some of Israelites. So the Israelites complained against Moses. So we almost, all of them are, you know, kidnapped and arrested by Canaanites. Complained, God sent a fiery serpent among people and beat them, and much people died. Then God said in Numbers chapter 21, verse 8 and 9, then the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. So fiery serpent on a pole, hang on the pole. And it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live. So Moses made a branch serpent and put it on a pole. And so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the branch serpent, he lived. Here, branch or brass is a symbol or a type of judgment. Serpent is a symbol or a type of sin. So there is a judgment against sin. So the branch serpent, which meaning judgment against sin. So Jesus crucified on the cross. Like look at, you know, crucified on Jesus, hang on the cross. Like, you know, branch serpent, you know, hang on the pole. So branch serpent hang on the pole is a type of crucified Jesus Christ on the cross. That is John chapter 3 verse 14. That's what Jesus said. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So judgment against sin because of Jesus Christ's crucifixion and paid off, you know, our sin. You know, that kind of explanation here in disciple inspired by the Holy Spirit. Verse 10, nor complain, as some of them also complained and were destroyed by their destroyer. So God, you know, doesn't like complainants. Here, verse 10 is Korah. Korah was a descendant of Levi. Aaron also was a descendant of Levi. Moses also was a descendant of Levi. Basically, Korah complained against Moses and Aaron. How come only you become the leaders of Israelites? So I am also a descendant of Levi, so I might be qualified to be priesthood. That's why God is the complaint against Moses, which means against God, because Moses ordained by God. Aaron also ordained by God. There is Numbers chapter 16, verses 3 and 32. They gathered together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, you take too much upon your service, for all congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord? Which meaning, why, you know, you lead us, you know, above us? You know, that's simply, I am also a descendant of Levi. I am also qualified, might be qualified to be priest, you know, like that. Not like assistant to, you know, priest. Then, verse 32, and the earth opened its mouth. That's a destroyer. Destroys the earthquake. Earthquake given by God. Open mouth and swallowed them up. And all complained with their households and all the men with Korah with all their goods. So that is talking about here, destroy. Later, you know, God show up, you know, you bring out your stick and all 12 tribes. So only, you know, one, you know, stick, you know, blossom, you know, always, you know, that's why that stick is belong to Aaron. So that's a show up, you know, God ordained only Aaron descendants, you know, are qualified, you know, to be a priest, not, you know, Korah descendant assistants. Okay, verse now 11. Now all these things happen to them. As examples, again examples, here examples, a bad example, which meaning we shouldn't do so. Good examples, which meaning we should do so. Jesus Christ is a good example. Disciple Paul is a good example. But here is a bad example. They were written for our admonition. Admonition, which meaning, you know, exhortation or encouragement kind of thing, upon whom the end of the age have come. Here, when disciple Paul wrote this letter to Corinthians, said the end of the age, which meaning the early church Christians believe in the faith that Jesus comes again at any time. Jesus comes again at any time. So this kind of faith is very important. That's causing a purifying effect. The first John chapter 3 verse 3 said, First John in chapter 3, verse 3, 11 is not here. That is right here, purifying effect. Okay, so, you know, so let us become the pure. So also number two, this is a kind of faith that Jesus comes again at any time, causes our attitude to material or money, a light touch towards the material thing. Material thing only instrument to for, you know, God's kingdom, you know, to for, you know, spiritual thing, not, you know, anymore. So not, you know, subject to allow material or money to controlling us. You know, only the spirit controlling us. Material is just tool, you know, just an instrument. It's like a bread or any, you know, the creature things like that. Not, you know, controlling thing or mastering thing, you know, at all. So verse 12 is, therefore let him think he stands, take heed lest he fall, which meaning don't be proud. Verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you except such is common to man, which is no super Christian, nor, you know, super saints. So all men is basically a sinner if, you know, we do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ Savior. Then is God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of the escape that you may be able to bear it. So which meaning God gave the way of escape in the situation to be tempted, situation of temptation simply. So that time is we should take it. So God is doesn't force us to take the way of escape. So God gave the way of escape. We should exercise our free will to take that way. So that is one example. First step, we should learn from temptation at the first step. For example, in the Old Testament, Joseph was tempted to commit sexual immorality with certain married woman, but Joseph ran from, you know, the temptation. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, Paul told to Timothy, flee also youthful lust. So first step, flee also youthful lust. Then pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace. With whom? With those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So with, you know, true Christians, you know, brothers and sisters together, pursue righteousness, faith, and love, peace. So that is how, you know, we should respond to that. So let's see each question. Number one, in verse 2, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. What does it mean? Then meaning, you know, Old Testament, Israel people through cloud, meaning they're guided by God. So baptized in the sea is they gave up an Egyptian life and in new life wilderness. Likewise, in New Testament, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we got the water baptism. So merged into the water, which meaning old life is reckoned to be dead. So coming out the water is the symbol of our master, not self, not flesh, but the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a new life, new Christian life. That kind of mean. Question two, in verse 3, all ate the same spiritual food. What is the spiritual food? This is in the Old Testament, the food given by God, such as manna and quail. But that is a type of our food, our spiritual food is to study, to digest the Word of God. So not only reading, but understand, up to practice, doing. So if you have a faith, so how do I know your faith? So without works, the faith is dead. So the faith is proved by works, by practice. So last question 3, in verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, we'll also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. How should we respond to the way of escape given by God? That is, respond, take it, the way of escape. That is, first, run from whatever temptation. Then is we are pursuing righteousness, faith, love, peace, with the other pure Christians together. So that is ways. Okay, let's just sing song all together. Our last song here, page 2, number 3. Page 2.